What you about to witness is my thoughts.
Just my thoughts, man.
Right or wrong, just what I was feeling at the time.
And welcome to another edition of Jai Time Turkeys. I'm A Prince at Jai at Time Turkeys on Twitter and at Jai Time Turkeys on Instagram and YouTube. This episode, I'm joined by
Dre, the sideline guy. Happy I can root for a team, Eve. So, looking forward to that. Scoop season. You know, hopefully, you know, we get past the first round. We get into the joint and we get past the first round. That's what I'm hoping for. That's all I can say.
Fair enough. We'll be joined by some other folks later. But before we get into that NBA and the playing stuff, just wanted to give some WNBA updates. The draft was tonight. Of course, Caitlin Clark went number one as expected. We're going to have many, many shockers. Chicago's got both Camilla Cardoza and Andrew Reese, so they're building a strong inside presence. They got the new coach, Teresa Witherspoon. So that's going to be, you know, they're going to be preaching defense there. Could be hard to score on them. Sparks went out and got Cameron Brink. And I believe they also got Rekia Jackson from Tennessee. So they're doing an inside out presence. I mean, it's going to be good to see the Liberty when they got some perimeter help, because, you know, they got to probably face the Aces again, who, you know, they just, that was the difference in the finals. Like, they couldn't stop them. They couldn't stop the guards. So they went in when it did help for that. And then locally, the Mystics got Aaliyah Edwards as their first round pick. So they trying to, you know, rebuild. They got a good 4 or 5 front court. And the reason I understood, because they took Aaliyah Edwards over while Andrew Reese was still on the board, even though Andrew Reese is a local product. But she just has an outside game. Like, we talked about this before. Like, that wasn't a part of her college repertoire, being able to shoot the jumper. And so I think Aaliyah Edwards showed us that a lot more for consecutive years at UConn. So I think that was the pick they needed to go with for the inside out presence. But it's going to be really interesting to see who they're going to have and what, how the WNBA is going to go cash in on this draft class. A lot of people are saying it's similar to like the 03 NBA draft class with like so many franchise changing players, which, I mean, that'd be interesting because I don't think there's a LeBron per se, but it would be interesting to see. So, anybody got any thoughts on that to add?
Look, Lou, introduce yourself before I jump in.
Not like that. Right, what's up?
What's happening? So, I don't want to comment because I'm not, you know, as familiar with the inner workings, and I'm only on the sideline, but. So you say there's no LeBron James. True. Well, I don't want to say true, because I don't know. This Caitlin lady, young lady, awesome, awesome player from Iowa. Does she have, I don't want to say LeBron, it's weird, like, I don't want to compare LeBron, but I don't want to be like, why not? You see, does she supposed to have the impact of a, is she supposed to have like a cosmic impact on the league? I'll put it that way, cosmic.
I would think not necessarily like because of her play, because the difference, and the reason I say she's not LeBron is like, to me, she doesn't have a singular like thing that is like, oh, that's just so much better than everyone else. Like, LeBron was just a physical athlete that even at 18-year-old, he was like, okay, yeah, I could see what this is. Like, for her, everything in her college game was designed around her, like, getting every shot. That's not going to be the case. And as Diana Taurasi said, like, she's going to be playing against grown women. So, like, it's a difference against playing against freshmen, 18, 19-year-olds, and you 22, 23, versus playing against somebody who they literally, this is their way they feed their family. And so, like, I think it is going to be like a change for her. Like, the Cavs won like 23 more games when LeBron got there. I don't think she's going to have that type of impact in terms of on the record, but I do think she could have the impact in terms of like people watching the games. And I think that's more important that like people are watching the games. And I do think it depends. So, like, I think fans of her will give her enough time to get acclimated to the pro game. She doesn't have as many haters, quote unquote, which in which case if she did, then they'd be like, after two games, like, oh, see, Shane will do it. Whereas like people
Nah,
who
he
watch for
wouldn't.
the game understand, like, yo, she's gonna need some time to
Of
adjust. It's
course.
like, so a cosmic is like a it's hedging the bets. It's like, if you're looking for the record, I don't know about a cosmic change in the record, but in terms of like getting people to watch. And then people then finding other players slash teams that they like, that I think she'll make an impact there.
Is she the best player on the Indiana field right now?
No, because Aaliyah Boston plays there.
See, I'm gonna come and stay quiet
That's
on
why I
this
think she's gonna have a hell of an impact because the team is good. There's gonna be a good team around her, so they'll be able to build and actually do
one.
something
Do something.
significant.
I'll
But
wait
I
for
definitely
him.
think she's a generational talent.
You said what, Lou?
Are y'all clean?
Now, I'm gonna make sure I heard you last one. You said she is a
I'm gonna
generational
say
talent?
I absolutely believe she's a generational
Alpha.
talent. But the generational talent is not like.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Who will be an example of a WNBA generational talent?
So, all right, here's my question, Lulu. You think she's doing what Candace Parker did as a rookie?
What can't probably do is rookie.
MVP of the league and rookie of the year. Because I don't think
Don't
she's
think
doing that.
she'd be MVP, but rookie of the year, yeah. I think she'd be rookie of the year.
So
Alphonse, what
that's
do
what
you
I
think?
mean by it, a generational talent. Like Candace Parker came into the league and was like MVP of the league and rookie of the year. And that's when Lisa Leslie was still playing.
They put the ball in her hand, she could do it. It just depends on what, who's the coach in the field.
I don't know. I'm
She
playing
better than
football.
Breonna Stewart.
You said who?
At
Is
this
she better than
moment,
Breonna Stewart?
no.
Is she better than A'ja Wilson?
No, again, that's what I'm saying.
See, I'm not gonna be good.
Forget
I know what
those
I'm doing
big
when they say.
people, though. Forget the big people. Is she better than Kelsey Plum? Sabrina Ionescu? Like that's she got to knock those hurdles down first, and that.
I don't. We need to go to the NBA because I want to be respectful for this night. I have nothing but skepticism. I have nothing but skepticism. It's not fair to her or this night. I love the night. It's a great
No,
night.
no. So,
Ever since they blew, go ahead.
but that's what I'm saying. You got to give her time. Like she's not. It's not like every one of those people. Like we've heard various from them in various ways through the tournament, have said like, "Yo, they're gonna have the welcome to the league moment." And I think one, there's not enough teams where they get an off night. So like in the NBA, for example, there's 30 teams. So if you're a rookie, like you're not bound to play the top 15 players every single night. Every time you step on the court, like you go get some nights off where it's like, all right, we playing the Raptors, they tanking. All right, cool. Like it's Scottie Barnes, but it's not fucking Anthony Edwards. Like in the WNBA, you playing all these people all the time. There are no nights off. And so I think it is gonna take some finding your sea legs, some finding your level for it.
Yeah,
So,
I got that.
but
I
I
will
think
wait for
Aaliyah Boston being able to take a lot of that pressure off of her, so where it's like she doesn't have to be the number one scoring option, but she can hold her own. I think she'll be able to hold her own.
it. Yeah. So the other thing is like I'm not necessarily worried about her offensively. It's defensively where she's going to have to start putting in a lot more work on defense, and that's where it's going to translate to the offensive game, where it's like, yo, you putting this extra effort on defense, which you never had to do in college, and now it's like, all right, now are you ready to come off them screens after you had to defend for 30 seconds on the other end, because you chasing Jackie Young around, and She trying to put you in the blender. Like, ah, it's cool. So, it's gonna be some, it's gonna be some wrecky things. But again, for me, that's the beauty of it. Like that, this is what should draw people into your league. Like, how are these rookies gonna come in and do? What are they gonna do? Who's gonna have the smoothest transition to the pro game? And what adjustments do they make? And for me, that'll be like how we stack up and how close you are to generational talent. Cause like Candace Parker is the bar for me. You're not doing what she did. Like,
Okay, I'm trying to tiptoe around this. Is she coming in with Candace below or above or below Candace Parker height relative to Candace Parker's time?
above.
Wish I had a GIF of the rapper
Just
in the
because
rap battle
it's
he was
more
going.
eyeballs on the game, so yeah,
No,
she's coming in
I
at
know.
above.
That's why
But
I'm like, I don't want. Let's we need. I don't. I need to table this by comments. This is her night. She said she earned it, which I'm like, I wish her all the best. I'll just be respectful. Wish her all the best. And we almost had DC Sports going. Oh, what are you watching? What sports event do you watch?
now.
Nah, tomorrow, my brother.
FIFA. Leave a lot of FIFA.
Hey, all right, cool. Hey, all right, that's take it to another day. All right, bet. I kind of want to tip my toe in Elfon. Can I tip my toe? Can I tip my toe in this?
Ahead, go ahead.
So, how many Raven Johnsons are in the league right now?
The Raven Johnsons.
Huh?
What do you mean, like the type of players?
Yeah, like you're gonna come up with that, you're gonna come to court, and I'm checking you once you cross half court. I'm gonna give you trouble for every moment you have in possession. How many players can do what Raven Johnson did in the championship?
More
On
than
average.
just one.
Like, does every team have a Raven Johnson elite, talent available to say, you can
No,
go check, hey.
not every team, not every team, but to be the elite team,
The mentality.
you have to have at least one or collection of players to do that.
Okay, I'll act like this. I'll do it this way. I'll be her defense attorney. I am worried for my client. I am worried for Miss Clayton Clark. And I agree because I everything we had in the pre-meeting, I agree with. And that's what I think I am fearful of. Because you're right. She needed to be on SNL because we still live in America and most of the eyeballs are look, she is this but I'm like, I had this little research. I'm like, if she had played, done this at UConn, done this at Tennessee, I'm saying sideline guide schools that I'm just aware of, like at either USC, both USC. Respectfully, it was Iowa where she was born. I just checked the population of Iowa, the demographics. I fear for my client. I hope she can. I'm just saying, it's a lot of. Just a lot of if it took one young lady to get pissed off last year, have you lined up for 12 months and then do what she had to do with you on the national championship game? It's like, this is college, baby. But like you said, you going to a league where women who are great have to go to other go overseas because out of space. I'm just it's just I mean respectfully. It's,
And she has to go to grow the game. Like she cannot,
I know. Yeah, she has to. She like
like
it's a necessary
to
evil, but it's
grow the
kind of like,
lead.
yeah. It's just I just think it's gonna be, I won't, yeah. We can move on. I'm sorry. But okay, let me can I talk to the oh, sorry. They still the Mystics, respectfully.
Yeah, they're the Mystics.
They need to change the name. Everybody, the Wizards and the Wizards change.
Wow. Mystics is okay. I mean, I don't know what else they could be called. I don't know. It seems like they could be called nothing else. And I guess they tried to match it with the Wizards.
What's this you playing on, Lou? Wait, let me back.
Mm-hmm.
We good?
We good.
Okay, yeah. So I got to check. So personally, as a sideline player, sideline guy, I think the Mystics missed the opportunity. First off, I'm blaming DC's mayor. DC's mayor, I have a strategy. Oh, let's deal with it. DC's mayor should have just, she should have put a foot down. Oh, tell the Mystics to draft Angel Reese. Tell the Washington football team to draft Jaden Daniels. And then tell the Wizards to draft Bronny. You revitalize downtown DC.
With the second pick?
Well, you think you get Jaden Daniels?
I'm talking about the Wizards.
No, pick one in the second round. Second round pick. You can't be a second round pick, Bronny James?
Oh, okay. I'm don't do like first round, first pick.
No.
Wait a minute.
But first, let me give credit to Brother Alphonse and my barber is the one who had this concept early a couple weeks ago. He said that the Wizards should get LeBron James, and I was like, hey, think about it. I'm like, nah. Then when Bronny said he becomes up for the draft, I'm even more for them drafting Bronny James to get LeBron James so that we could do the new era of the Jordan thing. But that's, anyway, I think the Mystics should have drafted Angel Reese to get seats. I agree. It's much better sound basketball decision to pick. And I'm what's the sister's name, Alphonse? Hit me up. Aaliyah, right?
That works.
Like, yeah. Probably a definitely better fit. But if you want to get people like me to think about coming to a game respectfully, I come to see Angel Reese. Because the same reason I come to see Angel Reese is why they would go see Caitlin Clark. I got no nothing about basketball, but celebrity stardom, and I've seen them a couple times. When I saw that Aaliyah played for UConn, okay, that makes sense. Sound basketball, good, I get it. They should have drafted her to get more seats, butts in the stand. They probably got enough butts in the seats, but I'm just saying. And then you follow that up with Jaden going, getting Jaden's second pick. So now the Washington football team is back with attention. And you end it with Bronny and LeBron. But that was shot in the arm because, whatever the.
I mean, the Jaden Daniels thing, I think it's going to happen regardless.
Yeah, I know. It could have been a trio of just Washington sports. Just, especially with the whole thing with the fiasco with the stadium and paying them $500 million to stay home. It's like, she should have put the foot down. Muriel, come on, man. That's all. That's all I got.
The same way you was just defending the other girl, I'm going to go ahead and be Angel Reese defender here. Like, she ain't need to play this close to home. Nah, she need to.
She left Maryland for a reason. You say, Lou? She left Maryland for a reason.
She went to Maryland. University of Maryland for a year and then transferred out.
Redemption song. That's part of the story. No.
She left for a reason, probably because she was too close to home. So people don't need to be that close to home.
Whatever.
I said, brother played for Maryland too. Just a lot.
Yeah, he still does play for Maryland.
He still does play.
Yeah. Anyway. Don't listen to me. I just wish that they had picked him. You said what?
This is a good point, Dre.
Yeah. Because then I would have definitely been like, yeah, they're going to get Bronny. But, anyway. Sorry. I thought that. Godspeed to all the ladies. You know what I'm saying? But I am looking forward to – I might be a Chicago fan, though. That's because I want to make the team say I'm eight. I got to pick a team now. I'm going to root for. It'll be Chicago. So. Angel Reese. And Cardoza. Now, hey.
Shit. That's gonna be good.
I can't wait to see. Are they both starters for the team, you think? I don't know. Somebody gonna be who's coming off the bench? Angel?
I don't know enough about their team. It's been a lot of it's actually been a lot of movement.
Okay.
In the WNBA. So I gotta see in a couple of weeks when they like have training camp and have rosters flushed out. No. But they might both start. Switching basketball gears, the NBA play-in games start tomorrow. Tuesday, I believe, is the West. So we got the Lakers and the Pelicans, Lakers at the Pelicans, and then excuse me, Warriors at the Kings. And bit of an ironic twist for some might say for the Lakers, the Nuggets ended up getting the number two seed, and the Thunder got the number one seed. And so what I expect to happen is I expect the Lakers to thoroughly dominate the Pelicans tomorrow. I don't know, for whatever reason, the lights seem too bright for the Pelicans. Like, they could have avoided the playing game altogether and been in the sixth seed had they beat the Lakers in the last game of the season. And that game was over like first 8 minutes of the game. It was like, oh, look, I see who
Was
went in this game. It didn't, like, it felt like one team knew it was a playoff game and the other team was just thought it was like game one. So,
that bad? Did the end season help one team a little bit more? Just asking questions.
so I mean, if you want to say the end season help, it helped the Lakers know they could just beat this team down on the national stage, because it was kind of like
Hey,
the same thing as
I'll
the
take that,
NCAA
Yana.
tournament.
Help us help. Help us help.
Like, hey guys, did you know this game meant something? This is like a big game. You should kind of play really hard and try to win this game. So yeah, I expect the Lakers to end up with the number seven seed. I think the Warriors going to beat the Kings and then the Pelicans to be the number eight seed. I mean, I'm out on the Kings, like they out without Malik Monk. I just don't.
Oh, he got hurt playing? Okay.
Yeah, he got hurt, so I don't see that really being a thing that they can survive. In the East, it's a doozy. The Knicks snagged the number two
Whoa,
seed,
my brother.
so
My
that.
brother. My brother, we can't just
Well,
skip the West yet. Because there's someone that's employed by ESPN that makes $6.5 million and suggested LeBron and them angle for OKC. Now, I just threw it
that
out
is the
there as just
dumbest.
a, I'm not, hey. I just threw it out there like a, as a, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, we can move on now. I can put on the record that someone makes $6.5 million. Not to say he knows what he's talking about, nor do I. Just saying it wasn't that outside the box of, you know. But
Oh,
I agree.
like,
You should win to get in. And I know they're not gonna, I think they're gonna beat the Pelicans to get in. However, it's just like, That's all. That's all. Still the GOAT. Yeah. GOAT James. GOAT James. And hope to see you next year in the Wizards jersey.
you don't put that
With your
type
son. With
of
your
you don't
son.
put that
With
type
your
of
son.
stuff out there, like
We gotta get him clickbait, baby. We gotta get him clickbait.
you know, I just don't know.
I'm also the
That
same
would
man that said
surprise
that
me
they
if they
should
would even
draft
think about
Angel
that.
Reese, so you know. You see what level I'm on. I'm on attention time. You know, I'm on click but big time. I'm a sideline guy. All right. My
Yeah,
bad. You were talking about the East.
the 7-8 game in the East is the Philly with Embiid back versus the Heat. So, you know, the zombie Heat, are they really back around again, or finally has like playoff Jimmy has the clock struck 12 on them? And then Embiid is like, is he really healthy? Like, I can't ever tell if he's healthy. Like, I don't know. I can't tell if he's healthy or not. So if he's not healthy, they're not making it out of the first round, even if they win the play. I think
They come in
they
there hot to
definitely
the
not
end.
beating Boston. And
They
if he's not
came with an
healthy,
H
they're not
streak.
beating the Knicks. You said what?
They won H straight.
Who, Philly?
Just sharing. I'm kidding you. Yeah. No. Yeah. Philly came in. They when they had an 8-game winning streak, the longest winning streak in the East right now.
Yeah, that's fine, but if he ain't healthy, like, they now here's a question for y'all. Do you think Miami should do the Lakers thing and try to place Boston?
It's cool for them to do it, but not when we do.
You said what?
It's cool when they do it. Not when we do it.
No, it's not cool, but I'm saying hopefully now you see the ridiculousness of it. Like,
I don't want no smoke with Denver right now. That's what I'm saying. Who wants smoke with Denver?
You got to beat the champ to be the champ. So it don't matter when you face him, you still got to beat him. Why would you want to beat him when you were less healthy? You played more games. If you got to face him now when you're most on your best, look, here we go. Look, we only got so many games of Anthony Davis to go. Let's put him up line. We don't want him breaking down. We don't want none of that. When we get poked in the eye or accident, nah. Let's line it up. And
that's gone.
If we take them down, then everybody else will be scared of us. So let's get it out the way. I'm just saying that's what.
I'm scared. I can achieve that.
I'm not scared of the Lakers.
Not to say that the Lakers, you know, can't go on a run, but scared.
Hold on, who said we're scared? Nobody said nobody be scared of the Lakers. I said I'm scared.
No problems like him.
Nuggets.
What you just say about scared?
You knock out the Nuggets, people would be like, oh, we gotta take them seriously now.
Oh.
I don't think anybody's taking them lightly, but
your question was, should the Heat not try to win so they could face the Knicks?
Face the Celtics. Yeah, but the whole point of that was so you could see how ridiculous it is to suggest a team lose to face another team. Because, like, why would they go face Boston, who's won almost 65 games? Just because they beat them last year? Like, man.
I mean, I'd take the Knicks over the Celtics. If I had a choice. So you wanted to win then. So they could face the Knicks, right?
Well, I was saying that the Heat might say we beat in Boston 3 out of the past 4 years. I'll tell you, I like our mental strength to hold on them. Whereas the Knicks is going to grind it out with us and actually are like us facing ourselves.
Yeah, those are apples and oranges. What I'm saying is, I don't want to face motherfuckers that beat me last week versus, yeah, I want to play a nigga that I beat 3 times in a row. That's all.
Have they beaten the Thunder? It's like, I don't know.
Like, yeah, they won all the games. I looked it up.
The Lakers?
They beat them all year.
They're 3-1 against the Thunder this year.
Yeah.
They came back one game from down like 20-something against the Thunder.
They're young. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got the old head. He's like, hey, little nigga, you want to make that cut? Oh.
They have to get to that game, though.
Who got to get to that game?
The Lakers. I mean, they would have to get to the eighth seed.
Yeah. You lose, and then you got to face Steph Curry in the winner take all.
No, I dig it. No, I know he's gonna win tomorrow. He's gonna win tomorrow night. I'm just saying, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You gonna say strategery?
Lakers are gonna win tomorrow night. Please, please.
Then, was that Luke? Because
then, if
was
you
that
do all that,
is that hater in the gap?
No hater. Let's put some respect on the team at least, please. They're 14 other guys on the team that you know have to show up. For them to win. That's what I'm saying.
Wait. You talk about the Pelicans?
I'm talking about the Los Angeles Lakers.
Not Mr.
LeBron Ramon James. Let's just not single him out, if you don't mind. Just please.
That's not possible, brother. You know it's not possible? Because I got the head on. I'm in the head mode.
He can't
do it. This is the season mode, baby. Been waiting for this. I get to watch TV now. Sorry, fine. I just stepped on all your stuff. I'm sorry, brother. So,
no, you good.
You got the Sixers. Who you got for the Sixers in the Heat?
I got the Sixers.
Okay.
But I'm not a big believer in the Heat at any point.
Do you think the Heat will be getting into? Regardless of the Hawks Bulls outcome, who do you think is the 8th seed?
The Heat.
Okay.
Even though I don't know, man, the Hawks beat beat the damn Heat last year.
Well, they on a 6-game losing streak, so they might be already about ready to get to Magic City, which I won't blame them. They might be on. They might be in Cancun World. I ain't. They 3-7. They passed last 10 and lost 6 in a row. 10th seed. They're like, man, I ain't trying to. Like, you won't win this game or lose the next game. I'm like, you understand? Like, shit.
Like, go back to the Pelicans.
Yeah, but
the Pelicans are healthy.
Well, yeah. So that was the thing. Brandon Ingram came back yesterday.
He came back yesterday. Okay.
So
Lakers underdogs. That's FY.
I don't know.
That's how we want to be. That's exactly where we need to be. Underdog. Entire
time. But while we got you here, let's talk about the other. The other LA team being an underdog as well in their matchup.
They underdog
against their boogeyman. I might stretch to say they boogeyman Luka Doncic. That's the 4-5 matchup. Clippers Mavericks. Which, for the record, I'm taking the Mavericks because the Mavericks got two people that is hard to guard. So,
Mr. Daniels.
I count four for the team, the other team from LA. People that are hard to
Kawhi, guard. PG.
Hey. Hold up. Who the watch, four? Watch how I turn that. Watch how I turn that 4-2 Russ, real quick.
Oh, Russ, my bad. Good.
Watch how I turn that 4-2 real quick.
I mean,
one of those four disappears in the playoffs every year.
Is that that's one of the beard? You want to wear the beard?
Yeah, that's James Harden. Okay. So now that four is in three. The other one, the other one can't play in the playoffs because he can't shoot consistently enough. And so that four goes down to a two real quick.
Ooh.
I disagree with that.
Okay. And of the two that are left, it could be an argument 1.5 because one of them will get hurt during some time of this playoff run. And
so you hope. So you hope. I understand. The winching and hoping that's going on in this.
And furthermore, he beat them the last two times he played them in the playoffs. So it's not like we got to go very far to we've seen this happen before. And that was before he had Kyrie as a really viable second option. He was beating with himself and four other NBA players, and they had at least two All-Stars at every turn. So now I'm supposed to believe he going to get worse because he
added you don't have to believe anything. You don't have to believe anything. Believe nothing. Believe whatever you want. All this is a different team now, that's all. and his defenders that they need so well, the playoff neophyte that they are, I hope they show up for them. I really do.
For the Mavs?
Wait.
Yeah, for the Mavs.
What? Who's a playoff neophyte? Because Tim Hardaway Jr. was there all those times with Luka.
I say defenders. Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington. What's the rookie guy's name? Derek Lively. And you could throw in another light skin guy too, if you want.
So because all they're supposed to be scared to shoot the ball. They don't got it. They're not carrying nothing. Like
Hold on. Listen to me. Father. I didn't say anything about scared to shoot the ball. The Mavs are not just going to win by outscoring. They're not going to outscore the Clippers consistently. The Clippers can put up just as much buckets as the Mavericks can. But for the Mavericks to win, they need their defenders to show up. They have to.
And it's a lot easier to defend when all you have to do is defend.
Cool. But
the Clippers, they need all of those people to do multiple things.
Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of them. But what I'm saying is the lights get big and the stage get bright for everybody. Not just certain people. It goes both ways.
Yeah, you're right, but certain people have shown that the lights and big brights for them make them shrink. I don't know. We can't forget that.
You're talking about James Harden, right? That's all.
James Harden, Paul George has shrunk in certain moments. Like,
we're talking about one series where Paul George has shrunk in a moment. And really, did he really shrink? Because I put that on Kawhi more than I put that on Paul George. Because one shot.
So I wasn't even talking about that. We've seen multiple. Like, this is not their first year with the Clippers. Like, this is why I get so mad, because it's not their first year with the Clippers. And they haven't snapped the conference final. They got the one conference finals in the bubble.
Hold on, Ross. Because last year, when Kawhi got hurt, didn't Russ and Paul carry them past the first? Did that not happen? Did it happen or not? Two, yes or no? That's
all I'm asking. One playoff series.
Okay. All right. And we're going to downplay it, but what I'm this is just one playoff series that we're talking about right now, first round series. Now, how about, I don't know, that was 2 or 3 years ago when Kawhi got hurt and Paul George put the whole team on the back of the card and passed the Jazz. That didn't happen, right? I'm just saying.
And then what happened the next round?
What happened?
Yes, that did happen. And then the next round, when the lights got a little bit brighter, he shrunk up in the middle.
The team they played was better. Or the team they played was better, and they didn't have a full complement. As of right now, they have a full complement. I mean, sitting here, I guess, wishing and hoping.
So the Mavericks were the better team anytime they beat the Clippers. The Mavericks were the better team?
If they had their complete team, yes, I would say so. Yeah.
Wait, Lou, you said they beat the Suns?
They beat the Suns last year, didn't they?
They lost the Suns last year.
They lost
4-1 in the first round to the Suns.
Okay, my bad.
No problem. The year before that, they didn't make the playoff. 2021 is when they went to the conference finals. And in 1920 is when they lost to the Nuggets. And they beat the Mavs in 7 games. Just saying.
But, I mean, we'll see.
Yes, indeed.
Pick the Mavericks. I think that'll be the best first round series. Go ahead.
Oh, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be beautiful.
I mean, no, it will definitely be the best first round series. The one that I think is gonna be not as close as people think. I think the Timberwolves go crush the Suns.
You just attack Ola tonight. I miss the game. Don't listen to me.
No, I don't think Bill is gonna show up.
Does he have to? I'm asking. I don't know. I mean,
what is showing up for Bill? Because he's a star point guard right now. What does Bill have to do to show up?
Well, you say he's
a star point guard. Well, I think for like the second half of the season, he's averaging like 7-8 assists a game. I want to say.
I think he's like, going to have to have a good job. I don't know. I don't think like. It's only them three plus Grayson Allen. Like, they don't go, their bench doesn't go very deep. I think he's going to have to do more than just facilitate the offense. And I think, most importantly, he doesn't allow, not he, but the team isn't constructed where, like, KD can get any rest. Or Booker can get any rest. Like, no one can get any rest because they all have to play together. They all have to play together to keep the team afloat. I just think that's going to...
That's like
going to cause them trouble. What you said? What?
Doesn't that sound like the Mavericks to me?
Nah, Tyree can play without Luka, and Luka can play without Kyrie. I've watched this past week, and I've seen it happen multiple times over multiple games, and the team stays afloat. Like. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Let me see the bracket.
The Western is going to be far more entertaining. I don't know how I'm going to structure my sleep. Because the West will have all the games you want to watch. I mean, the East will have good games, but not as much as the West. Like, here's what I want to say about the East. Dre, you're like this. The Bucks might not make it out the first round.
Who they got? Oh, let me see. First round.
Not the Pacers.
Oh, Pacers got smoke. I don't know about Pacers. I'm completely oblivious to the Pacers. They got smoke.
I believe the Pacers beat them 3 out of 4 times. Mm. And this was before
Bro's
they got
hurt, right?
He's not supposed to come back anytime soon.
Not enough first round for sure.
You're trying to keep it optimistic, but I haven't heard anything definitive. Like, he's playing game one. I have not heard that. So, which makes me think he probably is not playing game one.
He is doubtful for game one.
No,
so, he ain't coming. He'll come back on some down 3-0 shit and ruin his career.
I don't think he does that.
I hope he don't.
Not for this team.
Now, nah, never mind. I almost said the wrong thing. Keeping the peace, keeping the love. Now nah, we have a podcast.
So,
Not for this coach.
yeah, that
Then
too.
again, he wanted this coach, right? He wanted this coach. That's the rumor of truth that why homeboy got, was it the coach wasn't the coach
Well,
player, player coach?
nah, Griffin just wasn't like that. Was a team wanted him gone, and
Like
Giannis
the
and
players. The
Dame.
players.
Yeah, the players and Giannis and Dame just got their names stuck to it because they're the most high profile. But everybody, like even Robin Lopez, was like, "Hey, man, this ain't it. This ain't it. What are we doing
Really?
here?" Yeah.
What was it? Like,
So
what was he
even
not?
though they
What
was,
was?
it was more like how they played the pick and roll. So like the NBA is heavy in the pick and roll. So we want to be. I think it was they wanted more. I can't remember which it was, but he even wanted Lopez attacking more, and they used to having it Lopez drop back, which means he was always in front of the rim, and Giannis just ran everywhere else. And he wanted Lopez, I think he wanted Lopez up trapping the ball. And it was like, well, once we get past Lopez, everybody at the rim, and also you got us trying to like it just wasn't, he wasn't good communicating because I could see why he wanted Lopez up. Like, yo, we just lost Jrue Holiday. We don't have to guard to stay in front of him. But the team is like, yo, we'll figure out the guard part with Lopez back at the rim. Like, that's instead of changing 10 things, let's just change one and figure out how to compensate for the guard. So even though they was 30 and 13, the players were like, we can't win like this because they had been in the playoffs so many times. They don't know, like, yo, this is going to get eaten up in the playoffs. Like, we can't do this way. But I think the players forgot the age-old adage, like, the grass is always greener on the other side because you don't know the fertilizer and pesticides. And it was like, yeah, we don't think this is it, but they bet wrong. So, like, I think they might have done better had they went and tried to get Terry Slotts again. Somebody who was there who could have like bridged that because everybody understood they needed a new voice. But like, I don't know. I think they guessed wrong. And that's what made me think the Doc thing was just like a management figure, like, hey, we could get this guy. And then the player's like, all right, yeah, you know, he did it with Boston. Cool. This would be great. He could come here, win us a ring. When Nah, I probably should have went and got somebody who was like a little bit more seasoned, but I don't know. I don't know. So it's definitely not looking good. I don't think they're going to. I don't put it like this. I don't see them being a huge threat to Boston anymore.
Oh, he stick to Boston anymore, sir?
Yeah, I don't think the Bucks are a threat to Boston getting to the
Nah.
finals anymore.
Oh, do you think that they got a clear path?
Yeah.
I won't say
Think they,
clear, but like relatively.
yeah, I mean, you know, as clear as a NBA playoffs could be, we never get these clear paths. Like, don't think anyone thought the year the Lakers went 15-1 that they were going to go 15-1. So, like, you know, you just it seems as if they could do pull off that type of run where they go 15-1. I mean, or like lose one game before the finals. Whereas like out west, I think it's a far, far more treacherous thing.
All right. Well, since we're here, if you don't mind, so Cavs Magic. Wait, I get my paper out. Hold on. I mean, are you ready for this or no? You picking?
I'm ready for it. I already know who I'm picking.
Lou, you ready?
I already know.
And then we'll
Yeah.
get the updates from the other brothers at the next one. They might have a little advantage. All right. Cavs Magic. How far?
Magic.
Magic. Can you give us a reason why you say that?
I just think the Cavs are a regular season team, and their best player is a smallish guard,
You
and
always hate on
so.
the tiny folks, bro.
You know,
That's the height of
small guards is not my
small guards don't do it,
not
huh?
my
Let
bag.
me
Not my
hold on, let me
bag.
see how tall this brother. Let me see this height. Let me see this. Look at this official height. He's 6'3", bro. I mean, okay, he's an internet 6'3". He's probably like a 6'1" and a half. So pretty
He
tiny.
plays small.
Gotcha. Okay. Lou, who you got? Cavs or the Magic?
Man.
All right. Bucks, Pacers. Bonds, I guess you're going with the Bucks. I mean, Pacers.
I'm going with the Pacers on this one.
Close series or not?
Yeah.
I think it goes six or seven.
Really?
But
With no Giannis to go with or without Giannis to go 6-3.
so without Giannis, I think the Pacers might get them up out of there at five.
Okay. Luke, your pick?
More Pacers. Six games.
All right. So we're gonna assume Sixers Heat, right? Are making it?
You
Are
said,
those two teams? We're gonna assume those two make it forward, the Sixers and the Heat.
yeah.
Okay. So oh yeah, I guess you got Celtics over Heat, I'd imagine.
You got Celtics over the Heat,
All right.
and I got the Knicks over the Sixers and seven.
Lou?
Sixers
You said Sixers over there.
yeah, I'm taking Sixers over there.
Oh, you got Sixers over the Knicks. Okay.
That means more.
No, you said Sixers over the Knicks?
Yeah, I'm thinking six.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the one who's confused. Wait, Fonz, what's your pick?
Not the Knicks over the Sixers in seven games.
So you got Knicks and he got Sixers. Okay, I got you. Lou,
Yep.
why you got the Sixers?
I think they're better team. And beat is at least 75%. They can't do anything with them. I mean,
Alphonse,
and
your rebuttal?
like
Oh, sorry,
when he
my bad.
was playing the season, I mean, the Sixers were the second best team in the conference before he got hurt.
I think the Knicks have players who are better at their roles than the Sixers do, who are better at their roles. So if Embiid is only 75% in the playoffs with the defense turned up, you are now combining, counting or relying on one sure Tobias Harris. And I've seen this movie before, and I'm not buying into it. So I'm taking the Knicks on that.
Right. So we got the first round for the East for the Wizzes. Let's do so. Alphonse is going Mavs. Brother
Yeah,
Lou's going
going Mavs
Clips.
there.
All right. That's going to be fun to watch. They don't play till Sunday. It's a long time from now. And then Fonz, you got Wolves over Suns. Oh, so this is for the West where it's gonna be funky. All right, Fonz got Wolves. Lou has the Suns.
I didn't make a pick. I don't have a pick for that series. I think it goes seven games regardless. I don't really have a pick.
You kind of have a default at one of your teams, bro. It's by default. It's by
Suns ain't
default.
really one of
Get
my
them.
team.
You can't be saying this stuff with just me and Fonz in the corner cast, bro. You can't say stuff with Steve and Shannon ain't here. They're the ones who have to smoke for you. All right, undecided. I'm putting you down with the Suns.
I really don't know. I really don't have a pick of them, but if you forcing me to
Who would you
pick,
like to win?
I don't know who I would like to
You got a
pick.
new oh Lou got a new team? You got a new team? You had to?
Unless we
Wait,
can go
what?
back.
You been a Wolves fan?
Go back to when the Rudy Gobert trade was made, and this was even said in the chat or on the cast. Y'all just made me mess with the game.
You been silly.
No, I didn't even kick it because I'm sitting here talking. When that trade was made, no, I said I definitely like the Wolves when that trade was made. This is before Anthony
Playing that's
Edwards
your team, though. Don't make them your team. No,
I'm saying Washington Wizards. I'm sorry.
one of your teams is Washington Wizards. All right. You pencil in for the Suns. Pencil in for the Wizards. All right. Thunder. So we think it'll be Thunder.
This will be in for
Boy,
the
my bad.
Wizards, yeah.
Huh?
This will be in for the
No
Wizards.
problem. So wait, Alphonse, you said the AC is going to be the Warriors?
Yeah.
Lou, who you
I
think the
got the
AC going to be?
Warriors.
Boys.
Oh, you both picking boys? Okay.
I'm picking the Thunder though to win that one.
Lou?
Picking the Thunder to run past the Warriors. I think they just have a little bit too much. They have too much for the Warriors. There's nobody on the
Okay.
Warriors that can really slow down Shea or Chet or Jaden Williams. So it's kind of
Man.
like.
All right. Nuggets, Lakers. All right. So you both picking Nuggets. All right. All right. I see how it is. I see how it
Things
is.
could go
Ooh,
seven,
big.
but it might go seven, but yeah.
I
Ada.
don't know about seven. I don't even know if it's going seven. Actually, I take the next game. They
Six.
just wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
They swept everybody pretty much.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait 1 second. Wait 1 second. The Lakers have been the Lakers all season long, right?
Yes. What's up with the play-in tournament?
The Los Angeles Lakers have been the Los Angeles Lakers all season long. And if somehow I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets in the first round to 7 games, hey, when those your boys, you got to ride with them.
Got around with him.
The wheels fall off, I guess. I
Yeah.
suppose. But we better like, oh, I'm around with y'all. I suppose we get in the back. That's and don't do no shit like that ever again. It's like,
Well, we're
nah.
not delusional. I just said they was going to win the series.
I think
The
seven
delusion
games is
stops at
delusional.
7 games.
Think
They
that
could catch them
game.
off guard. Murray could miss a game or two. If Murray misses a game or two, that's how the
Is
series
he
gets
hurt?
extended.
Is he
We're
hurt?
banking on all these injuries, man.
Oh, he's not hurt though, right? Is he?
Nah, he just came
Maybe
back, but he has been
he's been
hurt.
back for a few games.
Okay.
Excuse
So it's been Luka doing his
And
thing.
then
That's what's happened.
they've shown glimpses that their focus has been off. They let the Spurs come back from 22 down or something.
That might have been. That might have been the league.
You
Dang,
might
that
be able
might
to
have been the
take a
league.
game or two off of them, just a game or two. Then
That's
they
not
get back to
seven.
it like, oh.
The
He laughed. So,
mathing
okay. I know you laugh. No, it might get a game and a half. I'm taking the under.
You see, all those games were close. All the games have been close. The
That's
Nuggets have
true.
not been blowing them out. And so that's why I'm like, 7 games, all it takes is a bounce here, a bucket there. That series goes six last year.
I don't know. I was in the hospital during that series. I was hopped up on fentanyl. I don't even remember. Just know it was 4-0. That's all I remember. Actually,
Salute.
having a
Salute.
conversation with my dad about what do you say? This big white boy is the best player in the world right now. I'm like, yeah, he's the best player in the world.
Damn,
Yeah.
the Lakers might be 0-3.
Hey, bro.
This
Good
season.
luck.
Yeah, no, it's
Godspeed,
like
God.
they lost like eight straight. I get that. The four in the playoffs, three this year, and I think like a couple last year. It might be 10 straight or something. I don't know. But
God
again,
speed to the goat.
very few blowouts.
God speed to the goat. But I think that's how the Nuggets play, though. I think that they their formula is to hang around until like the last 4 or 5 minutes, and then they just hit that switch like every time and like without fail, because they can put it in Joker's hand, and he always makes the right play, and everybody know how to play around him. Like everybody knows their role. That's why they're so good. And then if you need somebody, just go get a bucket. You can give it to Murray, but then you sag off of Murray. You got Porter sitting in the corner. It's just, or on the other side, you got KCP sitting on the other side. And then the white boy Watson, he knows his role. The other rookie is Watson, the white boy, or I can't remember the two that the one that has the commercials with Luka,
I
the black
remember.
dude. Brown. Brown is the white boy. Watson is the black guy.
I think so.
Everybody just knows their role. Mike Malone is a good coach. All that flack he got, like, when they won a championship. Like, I don't think any of that was deserved. He's a hell of a coach.
Well, it was a flex.
Yeah. But he said it was LeBron's daddy.
Yeah, I mean, that I thought that was
so
like.
Who said he's LeBron's daddy?
Mike Malone.
Mike Malone.
He said he was LeBron's daddy?
At the parade?
At the parade. Yeah. I thought that was more like on the court trash talk seeping out into the public.
Yeah. But you know, that parade, everybody talked. They talked junk at the parade. What is this?
Yeah.
No, we ain't forget that. Go.
Clearly. It's your 0-3 this season. I mean, I hope you have
a setup. We're going to blow them to sleep. They got ready.
Even that last game they played, that went down to the wire, didn't it? And it was just like the Nuggets made the play. That wasn't
the
last
playoffs?
Game.
You mean the playoffs?
No, regular season. No,
so the score didn't tell a story. Okay. It was close to like 2 minutes left. And like Lou said, it was like 5 minutes, the Lakers were up.
That's
and then the Nuggets came back, and then the final 2 minutes they just kind of poured it on. So like again, the Lakers, if they could just find a way to hold on when the Nuggets flipped that switch, then the games would be a lot better coming into the final 2 minutes. But you know, that's a tall ask when, as Lou just said, everybody know what they're supposed to do.
And plus, the team we asking to bounce back is over there. Like, they ain't gonna, you want them to take it up a notch in the fourth quarter? I'm 40 years old. Shit. So,
yeah.
All right, remove so my we'll fandom. See. Does the Nuggets have a clear path? Like, if the Nuggets and OKC play the championship finals, who you think, I mean, the conference finals, who do you get a nod to?
I mean, I'll probably get a nod to the Nuggets because they've been there before. But I don't think they have a super clear path because I don't think they want anything to do with the Timberwolves.
Really?
So, like, I don't...
It's like, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think they want to see the Timberwolves.
Is that just from like a matchup type of perspective, or is like the energy, or is like the
matchup and the energy?
Okay.
So like, I think last year was the energy part, and I think this year the Timberwolves know what it takes. So if they meet them, they won't be fearful of the moment, and I think they have the pieces to give Denver problems. Like, they have the pieces. You can let Joker get 47 on Gobert, but like, you can put Cat on Porter. He not gonna do nothing with Porter. I mean, he not gonna do nothing with Cat, and Cat don't got to be like super defending because like, Porter is only so athletic because of his back. And then you can put Anthony Edwards on Murray when you want for stretches of time to keep him from going off. And then at that point, like, all right, Aaron Gordon, go ahead and show us you can beat us. You can carry your team to a Western Conference Finals win. He might be able to do it, but if you had to pick, which option do you want to try to beat the Nuggets with? That's the option right there. Aaron Gordon trying to carry the entire squad to victory. Like, yeah, if he can do that 4 out of 7 games, I tip my cap to him. Congratulations. Y'all deserve to go on. But I don't think that's just probably not the way the Nuggets want to win. And the Timberwolves can match up because then they can also bring Naj Reid off the bench. So, like, they have the personnel to give the Nuggets problem without playing out of the way they play.
So you got Wolves. Wait, oh, Lou was undecided. So it's still
about
the Wolves
in the Suns.
Yeah, you undecided on that one.
I'll pick the Suns.
Okay, so if the Wolves face the Nuggets, Alphonse, you saying it's kind of like essentially a toss up type of situation? It's 2-2 in the in the regular season. Okay.
Yeah, that
but
to me,
the
I was.
Suns, would it be, if the Suns face Nuggets, who we got? Just off. We got Nuggets.
Nuggets.
I take
Because the Suns have nobody could take to play Joker.
Okay. So that you, so I'm just making sure I'm following. Like the Wolves is there. Is the biggest challenge, in your opinion, in the Western Conference?
Yeah, but the Wolves got to get there to play him.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, hey, last hurrah in LA to become back to DC. Get my DC James jersey. Get both of them, have Ronnie, James duo. Oh, you're not excited, Lou? All right.
About what?
The phone booth this fall or next fall. There you go. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Dynamic duos, baby. Backyard is James Brothers.
That's hilarious.
I'm being a Wizards fan, like I'm not being a Lakers fan.
Hey.
I can't deal with fans already.
We understand.
The wishy-washy bunch that child line.
Hey, you know, when we come through.
I stayed down through the league, yes. I'm not hype. If y'all get
We can stop the. How you not gonna be hype if the James gang don't come if they come through? I mean, sorry, not hype. I'm gonna be hype. I get that. I'm gonna be hype. You wouldn't be excited?
No, it's still gonna be like, it's not gonna be good basketball. It's gonna be when he's
gonna
leaves,
be better
it's gonna
basketball
be
this
worse
year?
Than before.
Is it gonna be better basketball than this year?
Maybe, boy, you Jordan Poole with LeBron James. I don't want to see that at all.
Oh, I don't think. Well, who's gonna pick up that salary?
Who's going nowhere? He ain't going nowhere.
Let me see.
No one's taking on that contract from him. He's here, buddy. He is here. He ain't going nowhere.
4 years. 4 years. $140 million.
He ain't going nowhere.
Damn it.
So no, I do not want to see that. I don't want to see that at all. I'm good.
You don't think homeboy can get an act right? Coach James?
No.
All right.
I don't see it at all.
You know what I'm saying? It'd only be like, damn, he got 3 more years of this shit. Mm.
I think so.
You think what?
That LeBron can get him in line.
Make a baby Steph. Make a baby Steph.
For you guys' sake.
I want to see it. The misses are screwed up, respectfully. From a sideline guy, they should have picked up Angel.
So first of all, you really just think he's gonna come here? He gonna come to the Wizards? You think he gonna come to the Wizards? Yeah.
If they draft Bronny?
I don't give a damn who they draft. You think he coming to the Wizards to be more
no,
compared to Jordan?
This is what I was saying.
I don't think Bronny's going to make him come to the Wizards. I think that's the one team in the league where he's like, I'm not going there. Like,
I don't think he's afraid to go to the Wizards.
It ain't about being afraid. It's about he's old enough to understand what that would mean in any GOAT argument that he's trying to make. GOAT, whatever you want to call it. He can't do that. That's the one team he can't go to.
Did Jordan never need to win the playoffs?
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. He can take it to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think the ego in his pursuit of ghosts is big enough to say I could take the Wizards to the playoffs. And he might get to the second round. And if I do it with my son, nigga, what? If he takes the Wizards to the second first
round. And he's intelligent enough to know. He's intelligent enough to know as soon as he does that, they're going to say this is when the East was weak. That's why you did it. The East was a weak division. And so that's the only reason you took him to the playoffs. Yeah. Nobody's going to, that's not, they're not going to, he's not going
to
get any props for that.
Alpha, okay, I have a question. This is a real honest question. Do you think the media saying, yeah, you only did it because the East is weak is enough to stop him from doing that?
If the whole point is to gain points in the GOAT discussion, how does that help him?
It'll only be
his supporters who are saying that will help him. No one else
Real
will
quick,
be saying that.
I'm asking Alphon. Question: if LeBron James and his son, this is superstar hype fantasy. If LeBron James and his son takes the Wizards to to the first round of the playoffs, does that outweigh folks saying, yeah, but the East was weak?
No. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I do not think so. Not for the Wizard, okay. No.
He birthed a child, raised the child, stayed in the league long enough for said child to be in the league, and then join with that child to play in the first round of the playoffs. That would not outweigh folks saying, yeah, but the East was weak. Nigga, I birthed a player. I'm just saying, well, I didn't birth with respect to the women. I helped make a player. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, that's so outrageous that if your response is, yeah, but the East is weak, like, that was my son. I'm just saying. It just...
Oh, he went to the NBA Finals 8 straight years. To any logical person talking basketball, that should outweigh a bunch of things. But it doesn't. Agreed.
And it doesn't. Yeah.
So why would I think raising a kid would make that any more?
No, it was only to outweigh folks not, like, saying that it was no, no, it was only to outweigh the fact that something we have in the East was like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. There. Yeah. Hey, well, you know I'm rolling with.
So
Wizards, you know, please draft Bronny James. Please.
Wizards, I mean, they do draft. Got that's multiple nice. Second round picks, but I think that's the that you know, actually, you know, as quiet as this kept. Bronny James might already know that he'll never go to the Wizards, so he's probably hoping he gets drafted. I mean, because think about this. We only talk about from LeBron's point of view. Like, imagine you, Bronny James. Are you sure you want your dad to be with you as you an NBA player? You an NBA rookie?
Wait. You think it's lifestyle.
Huh? I'm talking lifestyle. I'm talking lifestyle. You want your dad on road trips with you? You want your dad hanging around?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Wait, first of all, Alpha, we both know, all three of us know, the only reason I don't even be in the NBA is because of his dad. Like, it's not even disrespect. That's just all, like, you wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for him. So why not?
And at some point, you want to break away from your dad.
My name is LeBronny James. I'm not breaking away from you.
Which is exactly why you don't want to then go to a team that he's on or him come to your team. Like, your name is already Bronny James. Like,
okay, let me. I view them like I view Dion and Shador. Like, it's a package deal type of thing. Like, we're going to go to Jackson State. We're going to go to Colorado. Like, I think it's more like that type of relationship versus, like, I want to distance myself from LeBron James. I don't see him like, I want to distance myself. He's like, yo, how are we going to make this work?
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm not so sure Shador is a fan of his dad saying where he will not go in the league.
Shit, I would be. Okay, was Eli upset?
All the teams he picked are just teams Deion played for. There's nothing particular about the cities other than that. And if you're Shador Sanders, like the teams he picked, they don't have a spot for a quarterback.
Did you watch the Cam Newton? And on the respectful process, we support Club Shay Shay. Cam said he need to come to the Falcons.
He said what?
He need to come to the Falcons. He should go to the Falcons.
I mean, that might make sense because Kirk got, what did he sign for, 3 years?
Cam said, what you would do with a contract? We work it out. Ain't numbers of numbers. But yeah.
See, again, but that's... We just talked about this with Caitlin Clark. Like, you can't just throw these people from college and throw them into there.
I'm sorry. I gotta call that to cut it out the door. We can't bring Caitlin Clark to a discussion about Hall of Fame generational players and their sons. That's not fair, is what I'm saying.
I'm not talking about that. I'm bringing up a conversation about kids who were at a school who were the kings of that school, but every time Shador went up against top, we saw it through the season, he was getting blasted. So what I'm saying, what is the rush to throw him in the NFL as a rookie quarterback? That's why I made the thing about Kirk. You don't need to toss his contract. He play out his contract. And by the end of that third year, guess what, Shador? You are now ready to play. Rather than saying, Shador, you got to start as a rookie.
I didn't say that. I didn't say to start.
Yeah, that's what Cam is saying when he said we could just throw out the
numbers. No. He was saying we could work out the numbers later. No, he didn't say no. He was talking about getting people in the seats that want to come to the game and get it revived. That's all.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, he shouldn't play his first year.
Agreed. That's no problem. Nobody's arguing. No. No, we weren't saying we were saying he should be drafted by. And then he was like, well, with the contract with homeboy, well, we'll deal with that. We got to deal with it. But
that's what I'm saying. There is no need to deal with that. There's nothing to
Why
deal
not?
with. If it's a 3-year contract and this is his first year, Shador's in school. Next year, his Shador's rookie year will be his second year. Then by the third year, cool. We don't have to do any numbers. We can cut you because most NFL contracts are structured in a way. The third year is like we can decide both parties if we want to pay you or not. So there's nothing
Right?
to really talk about. It's
Alpha.
not like the Matt
Alpha.
Flynn part. But
Alpha's on the same
the way
page,
you
bro.
were saying it is like
Alpha's on
we
the
get
same
rid of
page.
him right now.
No,
Like
no.
Matt
We'll
Flynn.
deal with no. All we're saying is we'll deal with it. Cause there ain't numbers of numbers. We're on the same page. You just deal with it. Like, Yeah. Agreed. Shador,
So,
Atlanta, LeBron, Bronny. Come on. You gonna tell me they won't want Bronny James? From a business, that's what I'm saying. For businesses, you don't think y'all? They did the same thing with Gilbert. Come here and reset the tone from the Jordan era. Come here, help out this whole Jordan Poole, whoever the cat they got, that Lou like that played for the Lakers, Kuzma. Kuzma, Poole, Bron, Bronny.
Gilbert needed a bump.
Bruh, LeBron James Jr. is not that good of a basketball player. He's not
He's got to
about
play
to take.
defense. You gotta play defense. All you gotta do play defense.
All right.
You got the hot shooter, Poole. He gonna get you about 50.
Who is? I ain't calling LeBron. I'm sorry. I know that's a bad thing, but who's LeBron James Jr. guarding?
Know
Who is
what?
he guarding?
Who's he guarding? He ain't
Yeah,
guarding
who's he
nobody.
playing defense against? I'm
He's
not
on
gonna
the
say he's
edge,
there.
so I will be in the stadium, Lou.
No, he's there to play defense. That's why this is what it's like.
No,
He's
Bronny is there. Yeah, Bronny is there to play defense. Yeah.
LeBron James Jr. I don't like calling him LeBron.
Oh, you're,
I'm
I'm
sorry.
sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry.
JR is there to play defense.
Against who is what I'm asking you? Who is he guarding?
Don't matter who he got. Are we in the stands as John Town trying to get to the sidelines to get these interviews?
Why is he on the team? If it doesn't matter who's in God, we
You
only
mean
he
why is
plays
he
defense.
on the team, brother? So we can be in it.
I just they're saying he's NBA ready to play defense right now. I'm like, who realistically, who is he guarding in the NBA?
Oh no. You gotta talk to cuz. Who was that? Jeff Tate. I mean Jeff, what's the brother's name? Young brother? The funny brother.
FT.
Yeah, you gotta talk to Jeff T. He said, I don't know, man. I don't play basketball. I play tennis and
I'm just
golf.
trying to figure out like
How
it's
big is
not a
Brian?
lot.
How tall is he?
6'3".
Let
Was he
me see.
6'3"?
Check on. He could check what's that you
So he guarded
sit.
Donovan Mitchell.
There you
Yeah,
go.
I mean
Hey, you
that's
got what?
Donovan Mitchell, and there his
He's
guard
he could oh how about okay, Lou,
Jalen Brunson.
the real response, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. He could check East Point, he could check Eastern point guards. He could shut down Eastern point guards too. Yeah. Yeah, we really want to hype it up. Caitlin Clark. We want to hype something. Let's hype that up.
No,
Yeah.
realistically, I think he gets drafted. He gets very good.
What you say, Lou?
If a team drafts him, he's getting buried on the bench.
Now the daddy come back.
Regardless of his problems. Regardless, like,
Is he gonna get?
he's not a starter. He's not a starter in the league.
Is he gonna get more tick than Anthony Cooper? T Nasty. Is he getting more tick or less tick? Because homeboy getting tick. So if he can get
I would
tick,
say more.
that's
How
what I'm
much does
saying.
he get?
I don't know. He get enough to get talked about. He can get
He
more than
get
he
like
should.
he get like he play like 5 minutes a game,
Hey,
spread out over.
five more than four. Four more than three. Three more than two. And two more than one. So I get
He get
LeBron, get
hot.
LeBron eight. You don't get 8 minutes. You get 8 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Starting now until they. All right. Okay. All right, guys. You can't.
Black power, black fathers.
You can't say anything about anything without being labeled something. So I'm just gonna leave it at that. Okay.
Who gets something? Who get labeled?
I mean, if you go against your guy, you get labeled as a hater. Somebody said that in this podcast today. Somebody said something about LeBron hater.
Oh yeah, I said the haters are coming. The haters are coming. Yeah, the haters are coming.
Haters said you
Yeah,
can't
the
say
haters are coming.
anything. You can't say
Of course not.
anything against
Of course not.
anything. Yes, I'm probably late with something. So like,
Second best to ever play the game. See, I'm being nice. I said second best to ever play the game. See?
I don't agree with that either, but okay.
Okay, third best. Third best. Third, how about third best? Third best?
No.
You're not saying third best?
Don't sigh. I'm not saying to don't throw me a bone.
Disrespect. Kobe, Kobe. I'm not going to argue against Kobe. Kobe's second too. What is it, Magic Johnson?
Only one person that played basketball in my opinion ever. In life, only one person. Everybody else is just out there running up and down the court. There's only one person that's ever played basketball in its truest form. Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry.
So who is this? Let me get a defender. Who's it? Is it Sir Kobe Bryant? Kobe Bean?
Number 8 and number 24. Yeah,
something. No. Understood.
Wait. I think there's so much more that needs to be said in this. "Quote unquote," this so-called goat conversation, but just how it goes. It is like it's just okay. Can I get a tangent, real quick?
Yeah, go. We have a tangent
on my Facebook. I don't know how you know you get suggested pages, right?
Okay.
The algorithms, and it's so these. I get LeBron James pages. I get Michael Jordan pages. It just go back and forth about that. These arguments are so stupid, and people really buy into this shit. I'm like, y'all get mad if somebody doesn't pick your, not y'all, I'm saying, but people get mad if you don't pick their guy. And I'm just like I get to read in the comments, but do not read the comments. Like, I know, I'm sorry, but I go comment, I go dumpster diving at times. I'm like, I get like 3-4 comments, and I'm like, why am I even reading this? It's trash. Like, I've commented maybe once or twice, just like, on both sides of the conversation, all y'all need help. Like, they just don't at me, don't say nothing to me after this, but get some help, please. Like, that shit just throws me all over. Like, yeah. But anyway, that's my little tangent.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me see. I'm trying to find out how many draft picks the Wizards got. I'm trying to figure it out. It's kind of hard. It's not like football. Football is real easy. This stuff is like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. So that's all I had. We could do a check-in. Damn, yeah, the plans aren't done till Friday.
Yeah,
the season's not done. Tuesday, Thursday, and then Wednesday, Friday, and then Saturday. Saturday, Sunday start the playoffs for real.
So, I'm taking you over there to help me build America. Play with them people. They one day milking it. Ain't nothing else on even.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else on. Nothing else on. Baseball.
We got 3 picks. But...
3 picks.
Sorry, yeah, 327-44. With the 44th pick.
This lady didn't take the 33rd pick right now. I mean the 33rd.
But these are just random. It's like third pick and then like 26 or 20 between 24 and 27.
But they didn't have the second worst record though, right? You know?
I don't think the odds, I don't know, something.
They got them as picking either 2 or 3. That's what the odds.
I mean, it should be 2. I mean, I guess with the lottery. But yeah. I mean
they finished tied with Detroit, I think, with 14 wins.
Oh, they finished tied.
Yeah.
Really?
Let me see standings.
But
yeah, no, Wizards got more wins, 15 and 14. Pistons got 14, Wizards got 15.
And then the Spurs.
Second and third pick. 21. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, fellas, we'll do a check-in this weekend and see how our picks are going, see if we got anything wrong with the plan, which I don't think we'll get anything wrong with that. But we'll definitely see how these first round matchups are going. And then don't forget, we still, the draft is the 27th, 28th?
25th.
Yeah. 25th. Oh, 25th. Okay. It might be. 25th. Nah, I thought it was on the weekend.
25th, okay. Now it says 25th through 27th. 25th is a Thursday.
It starts Thursday night. First round on Thursday. Oh, yeah, Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, don't forget we got to do our first round picks, or not first round picks. We said top 10.
Top 10.
Top 10 picks, because I don't know if we're going to make it through a first round, but top 10 picks. So be ready for that. And You guys, thank you for tuning into this one. And until next time, peace.
Go Wizards.